Alright, so we'll say good morning. A lot to do today. So today's daf is Yud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah writes the following. Hechsher Mavui. How do you go ahead and make a Mavui kosher? Now what does that mean? So again, we'll say, as we've been saying this entire time, I have a Mavui and I want to be able to carry in the Mavui. What has to be adjusted in the Mavui to allow that? So Beishami Omrim Lechi Bekorah. Beishami says you need both a Lechi and a Korah. Ubeisila on Beisila says, O Lechi, O Korah, either a Lechi or a Korah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayim. Rabbi Eliezer says you need both. Mishum Rabbi Yishmal Omer Talmud Echal Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. In the name of Rabbi Yishmal, one student said over in front of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nechluku Beisham Beisila Al Mavoy Shu Pachos Me Arba Amos. Beisham Beisila did not argue on a Mavoy that was less than 4 Amos. Shehu Nitar Obe Lechi Obe Korah. That it could be adjusted either with a lechi or a korah. Ama nechloku. When is the nechlokis b'shan b'silo? Arachav me'arba amos ve'ad eser. On a mavui that was between 4 amos to 10 amos wide. Shebeshame omrim lechi v'korah. Beshame says it requires a lechi and a korah. U'beisilo omrim b'silo says o lechi o korah. And b'silo says or lechi or a korah. So we'll say according to this version. So remember, in the first version of the Mishnah did not qualify the size of the entrance we have the mavui. So it made it sound like in all cases, the machlokes beshame b'silo applies. According to this version, no. The machlokes is only in the situation of between 4 and 10. Right, rachav me arba amos ad eser. Right, but less than arba amos, we'll see what happens. Less than arba amos. So I'm Rabbi Akiva al zev v'zeh nechlagu. Rabbi Akiva said, no, not true. Machlokes Shabbos Silal is about an entranceway that is between 4 and 10, as well as about an entranceway that is less than 4. Says the Gemara, Kiman. Whose opinion does this reflect? Now, what is the Gemara asking? When for some reason the Gemara assumes. Now, when the Mishnah says Hechsher Mavui, how do you remedy a Mavui? That we're talking about a Mavui Mefulash. That we're talking about a Mavui that's open on both sides. So the Gemara says, so now, according to that logic, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that according to Beis Shammai, you can go ahead and adjust a Mavui Mefulash with a Lechi and the Korah. And according to Beis Hillel, you can adjust it with just a Lechi or a Korah. So the Gemara says, whose opinion does this reflect? Delokit Kechananya. Now, the Gemara says, the problem is, we'll say, now remember, we already learned this sugya beforehand, right? So we saw this machlokes Chananya and the Tanakama, or really Tanakama and Chananya, right? Tanakama held that you could go ahead and use the Tzuras HaPesach and the Lechi on one end, and remember, Chananya quoted the machlokes Beshan Beisilo. But either way, it's more than what the Mishnah required. So whose opinion does the Mishnah reflect? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hachikamer, this is what it means to say, Hechsher Mavui Sasu Ketzat. Oh, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is a Mavui Sasu, we'll say, a Mavui that's closed on 3 sides and open on 1 side. Then the Mishnah says, Beisham Om Lechi Bekorah. Beisham says, you need a Lechi and a Korah. U'beisila Omrim O Lechi O Korah. And Beisila says, you just need one or the other. Beisham Omrim Lechi Bekorah. Now, when Beisham says, you need a Lechi and a Korah, Lememra de Kasavri Beisham Arba Mechitzas de Oraisa. Is that to say that according to Beisham, in order for an area to be enclosed biblically, it requires 4 walls? And I will say, what the Gemara assumes is, the fact that Beisham requires a Lechi and a Korah, essentially means that he needs that 4th side to be considered halachically closed. Halachically closed. So is that to say the Gemara therefore says that halachal mais according to Beis Shammai, a d'oraisa enclosure requires 4 walls, to which the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Lizrok mishalosh u'demechayiv. The truth is, if you have an area that's enclosed by 3 walls, and you either throw into that area or throw out of that area, you will in fact be chayiv. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, 3 walls is enough to create the halachic enclosure for a separate rishus. Aye, but letaltel adi ika arba. But in terms of allowing you to carry in a particular area, that you must have 4 walls closed. Beis Sila says, o lechi o korah. Beis Sila says, all you need is a lechi or a korah. Lema kasavri Beis Sila shalosh mechitzos daraisa. So apparently, according to Beis Sila, what you need in order to create an enclosure are 3 mechitzos midaraisa. To which the Gemara says, lo. Lizrok mishtaim hudim mechayit. No, in fact, according to Beis Sila, we'll expound on this later, but according to Beis Sila, all you need are 2 walls in order to create an enclosure, to create a separate rishus. So if you were to throw into that rishus, or to throw out of that rishus, into another rishus, you would be chayit. I letaltel ad the ikas shalosh. But in order to allow you to carry, according to Beis Hillel, you need three walls. So we'll say, what comes out from this is the following. That both, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in order to make something a separate rishus is one set of criteria, but in order to allow for carrying in a particular area is a separate criteria. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will actually say it takes less to demarcate an area as a separate rishus. But in order to allow carrying within a mavui, Beis Shammai requires four walls, and that's why, again, you have the three, plus the lechi and the korah on the fourth side. And according to Beis Hillel, you require three walls. And that's why three walls are enough, as long as you have the lechi or the korah on the fourth side. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechaim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you need two lechis. Two lechis. Iboiluhu. So the Gemara says Akasha. Rabbi Eliezer, Lechaim v'korah ka'amar, ol dilma lechaim below korah ka'amar. So I'll say, here's the shaila. When Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis, what does two lechis mean? Does two lechis mean two lechis and a korah? Or does two lechis mean two lechis without a korah? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Shalach Eitz Rabbi Yossi ben Prey the Talmido. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer went to his student, Rabbi Yossi ben Prey, Lo'uvlin, to a place called Uvlin, top of your base. Lo'uvlin, Rashi's Makom, Umatso, and Rabbi Eliezer found that Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was sitting matzo sheyoshev b'mavui she'ein lo ela lechi echad. And Rabbi Eliezer saw that Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was sitting in a mavui that had only one lechi. Amar lo b'ni, he said to my son, asei lechi acher, do me a favor, make another lechi. Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi ben Preda responded, v'chi l'sosmo ani tzarech, do I need to close off the mavui? Amar le, yisosing umma bekach. Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, close it off, and what does it matter to you? The Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo nechleku b'shayim b'sila al-mavui, we'll come back to this in just a moment, lo nechleku b'shayim b'sila al-mavui shupachos me'arba amos, she'eino tzorich klum. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that b'shayim b'sila hold, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel did not argue on a mavui that is less than 4 amos wide, so at the entranceway, she'eino tzarech klum, that it doesn't need anything. Right? Meaning also, according to Simon Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's less than dalet amos, it doesn't need any kind of adjustment. Ama nechleku, about what do they argue? Al rochav me'arba amos vi'ad eser. On an entranceway that is 4 to 10 amos wide. She'be Shammai, or Beis Shammai says, lechi v'kora. We'll come back to that Rav Shimon Gamliel in just a moment. But remember, the reason we brought down that price was because remember how the Gemara started off. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says that in order to adjust the entrance we have a mavoi, you need two lechis. What was the Gemara's shaila? Does two lechis mean just two lechis, or does two lechis mean what? Two lechis and the korah. So the Gemara quotes the story that Rabbi Eliezer went to visit his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi ben Preda. Rabbi Yossi ben Preda is sitting in a mavoi with one lechi. And his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, says, put up another lechi. Put up another lechi. Rabbi Yossi ben Preda says, come on, do I have to seal off the mavui? Rabbi Eliezer says, what does it matter to you? Just seal off the mavui. So, katani mihas, what do we see from here? V'chila sosmo ani tzarech? Then what did Rabbi Yossi ben Preda say? Rabbi Yossi ben Preda said, when Rabbi Eliezer told him to put up the second lechi, do I have to seal it off? I amrit bishlama lechion v'kora, mishum hachi amar v'chila sosmo ani tzarech. Here's what's interesting, I will say. So, it's fascinating that what the Gemara is picking up on is that Rabbi Yossi ben Preda used this lashon of, do I have to seal off the mavui? That by making the adjustment that Rabbi Eliezer wanted, he'd be sealing off the entranceway. So the Gemara says, that lashon of sealing off makes sense of what? If Rabbi Eliezer was requiring a korah also. Because then essentially what you're doing is you're creating a doorway, or at least a partial doorway, which would in essence go ahead and, not a partial doorway, a doorway. It's right, because you have two lechis in the core, you're creating a doorway, which would essentially seal off that fourth end. Ele'i amrit lechayin below korah. But if you say that Rabbi Eliezer just requires the lechis, the two side posts, without the korah, my lesosmo, then what does it mean? Do I have to seal it off? To which the Gemara says, halfi kamar, this is what it means to say. No, Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was simply saying to Rabbi Eliezer, do I have to seal it off with lechis? Right? So meaning of also what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that this episode is not a proof. It's not a proof that Rabbi Eliezer would require a korah also. So all we have left essentially is Rabbi Eliezer requires lechis with no raya to a korah. Amar Mar. Rashi. Well, so now the Gemara is going to go back and revisit the last statement, revisit the last statement of the Braisa, excuse me. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Mar, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo Nechleku Beishamai Ubeis Hillel Al Mavui. Lo nechlechu v'sham v'tzila am mavui shepachos arba amos she'enot tzarech klum. So if you remember again, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he felt that halacha l'maisa, if you have a mavui that has an entrance we have less than dalet amos, then what? Then according to Yeshua v'tzila, you don't have to do anything with it. Okay. So v'ha'ana ay, but we learned v'ha'ana t'nan mishum Rabbi Yishmael amar tamud echa lefnei Rabbi Akiva lo nechlechu v'sham v'tzila am mavui shepachos me arba amos. But this contradicts our Mishnah, because what did the Mishnah say about Zai? The Mishnah recorded that they said over the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that one student said over the name of Rabbi Akiva, that in an entranceway of less than Dalet Amos, Beisham Beisil agree that what? All you need is a Lechi or a Korah. Right? You also remember, in the Mishnah's model, the Mishnah set up, at least according to the first opinion, that the machlokes in Yesham Beis Hillel is in a situation of a mavui entrance that's between 4 amos and 10 amos. Beis Hillel says you need a lechi or a korah. Beis Shammai says you need a lechi or a korah. But less than dalet amos, everybody agrees that what? You can use a lechi or a korah. This contradicts Rav Shimon Gamliel. Or because what did Rav Shimon Gamliel just say? That in the case of less than dalet amos, then what? You don't need anything. So the Gemara says, Amarav Ashi Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Eino tzarech lechi v'kora kibei shamai. This is what it means to say. You don't need a lechi or a kora like Beis Shammai. Velo lechayin k'rabi Eliezer. And you don't need two lechis like Rabbi Eliezer. Ela o lechi o kora k'beis Hillel. But rather, all you need is a lechi or a kora like Beis Hillel. Fine. Essentially going ahead and reconciling Rav Shimon Gamliel's Lashon with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Bikama, and how much? I will say, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. It's three lines down from the top of Rashi. Bikama, yehei pachos rochbo me'arba amos v'hei tzarech tikun. Now the Gemara asks the reverse question. What's the minimum size of a doorway, of an entranceway, of a space that requires some kind of tikun? Right? Meaning, the Gemara is presupposing that at some point, the entranceway is so small that it wouldn't need anything to attack you. So what is the minimum size of an entranceway that requires some kind of tikkun? V'kama, Amar Rav Achli, v'itema Rav Yechiel. So Rav Achli, and some say name Rav Yechiel, Ad Arba'ah, four tfachim is the minimum size of an entranceway that requires some kind of tikkun. Less than four tfachim, apparently you would not have to do anything. Look at Rashi. Ad arba'ah tfachim, afilo eno rachav ela ama, o chamisha, o arba'ah tfachim, tzorech lechi, aval bepachos mi arba'ah eno tzorech klum. Okay, so if it's less than four tfachim, you don't have to do anything with that entranceway. Amarav sheshes, amarav yirmi bar abba, amarav. Modim chachamim le Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, bepase chatzer. When it comes to pase chatzer, look at Rashi, pase chatzer, in nifrata lamakom ha'oser la tzricha shir mishnei tidan. I will say, remember, Rabbi Eliezer was the one in the Mishnah who said what? Was one of the Mishnah who said that you require lechion, two lechis. So the Gemara says like this, as much as the Chachamim reject the position of Rabbi Eliezer by a mavui, they accept the position of Rabbi Eliezer by a chotzer. I will say, we've already seen that as much as a chatzar and a mavui certainly have some similarities, there are also some dramatic differences. One of the differences the Gemara is going to suggest over here is whereas the Chachamim hold that by a mavui, all you need is a lechi or a korah, but you don't need two lechis, right? They will agree with Rabbi Eliezer in a chatzar that in fact you need two lechis. Now, remember, by a chatzar it's not called a lechi, right? It's called a pas, right? It's called a board. So halacha l'maisa, in order to allow for carrying in a chatzer, you need two boards, two lechis on the entrance. We have the chatzer. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer bepasei chatzer. Same idea. Rav Nachman says the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the boards of a chatzer, i.e., that you require two boards. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak man moedim. So the Gemara says, what does it mean when it says modim chachamim? Who exactly are the chachamim in this case? So the Gemara says, Rabbi, halacha michlal depligi. Is that to say that someone argues on this? Man palagali, Rabbanon. Who argues on this? Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon say? Desanya, chatzar niteres bepas echad. The Braisa says that a chatzar is permitted with one board at its entrance way. Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasim. Rabbi says it requires two boards. Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan. Chatzar tzricha shnei pasim. So here, Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan. A chatzar requires two ports. Amar lei Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Asi. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That a chatzar requires two ports? Vaha hu de amrit mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Aye, but it was you saying Rabbi Yochanan. Pasi chatzar tzrichin shiyehei bahen dalit. That the boards of a chatzar need to have a minimum of four tzvachim. V'chi tema arba'a mikan va'arba'a mikan. Maybe you'll say that means that it needs a minimum of four tzvachim on each side. V'hatani Rav Ada bar Avimi kamed Rabbi Chanina. But Rav Ada bar Avimi said Rabbi Chanina. V'amli kamed Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Ketana be'eser u'gidol be'achat esrei. So also, this is very interesting. If you remember, again, we keep coming back to this case of the chatzar ketana shenifritza l'chatzar gidola. The small chatzar that's breached into the larger chatzar. And if you remember again, the way the Gemara set up that case earlier was the larger chatzar was 11 amos wide, the smaller chatzar was 10 amos wide. So essentially, when one is breached into the other, you have an amma of space left over. The Rabbi said, the assumption we were making was what? The assumption we were making was that it's breached right in the middle, in which case you have an amma of leftover space. And assuming that it's breached, assuming that it's positioned in the middle, that leaves you with what? Three tefachim on each side. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan requires pasim, boards of four tefachim on each side. Why? Because in that case it wouldn't work. Because remember, in that case you have less than three tefachim on each side. So the Gemara says, "Va'amri la kamed Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, kitana ba'ezer ugdol ba'achatas." Right? Ki salak Rabbi Zera miyame parsha. When Rabbi Zera came back from traveling, he explained it beruach achos. Beruach achos me'arba, beruach achos be'arba, mashu lekan, umashu lekan. So when Rabbi Zera came back, he explained the following. Then Aluch Lamaisi, here's what has to happen. Both said, this is not talking about a chatzer, not talking about a mavui. When you have a chatzer, the way to go ahead and take care of the fourth open side on the chatzer is if you're making the board on one side of the opening, it has to be at least four tefachim. At least four tefachim. Mishtei ruchos. However, if you're making the pasim, the boards on both sides, then what? Mashuhu lekan, mashuhu lekan. All you need is a little bit on each side. In which case, again, the previous case of Osel, of Chatzar Kitana, Shenifritz on the Chatzar Gidola, will actually work because, again, on that side, you have a little bit on each side. V'hadetani ada bar avimi rebi. But that's what we learned before, right? V'hatani ada bar avimi rebi. V'savar lo k'rabi osi. But earlier he said that it's really reflects the view of Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. We'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rebbe, he was similar to Rebbe Yossi. The Amar Lechi Rachav Shlosha Tfachim. Remember that Halacha L'Maisi, Rebbe Yossi was the one who said that a Lechi has to be at least three Tfachim. V'Rabbi Yochanan Aliba de Rabbanan Kam. Rebbe Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan. De Pasta Ka'ami Rabbanan Arba Tfachim Hu. U B'Shnei Ruchos Sagi. And all you need, if you have it on both sides, all you need is a little bit. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chatzar niteres bepas echot. A chatzar could be permitted with one board. Amar li Abayid Rav Yosef, mi Amar Shmuel hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? V'ha Amar li Shmuel l'Rav Chananya bar Shila. At lo tavid uvda. But yet we have Shmuel said to Rav Chananya bar Shila, at lo tavid uvda. Don't do anything. Ela obirov doven. Meaning don't go ahead and permit carrying within the chatzer, either unless you have rov dofen, the majority of a wall, or shnei pasin, or two boards. So the Gemara says the following: Amrle v'ana lo yedana du'uvda hava bedora d'ruusa. But yet I knew about the episode that happened in the shepherd's village. What happened in the shepherd's village? Lashon yam, hanichnas lechatzer hava. So also you can see there's a picture of this actually. have at least one picture today. So you have, it's picture number 95. Picture number 95, where you see again, you essentially have a chatzer there with two houses, and the wall of the chatzer was breached, and water flowed into it. The river flowed into the chatzer. Alright? So the Gemara talks about this case. So this is, in the shepherd's village, and they came before Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda only required one board. One board. So we'll say, what do you see from there? You see from there that halacha l'maisa, the chatzah could be permitted even just with one board. So Amar Lei Lashon Yam Kamrit, are you bringing a raya from water? Kalhu Shekilu Chachamim B'mayim. The Chazal were always more mekel, were always more lenient when it came to the ability to take water. What does that mean? Kedibay Minei Rebbe, as Rebbe mentioned before, Tavla. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, lost the place here. Okay, k'debai minei tavla meirav, mechitza teluya, k'debai minei rabbi tavla meirav, as Rabbi Tavla asked from Rav, mechitza teluya, mahu shetatir b'churba, can a suspended mechitza literally allow the drawing of water in a ruin? Now I will say, we'll get into this case later, but if you have picture number 96, you can see what this is over here. Essentially what you have is a mechitza teluya. You have a suspended, it's picture number 96. You have a suspended mechitza. A suspended mechitza. What does that mean? That here you have a window. Outside the window is almost like a hollow type of balcony. And what you would do is you would lower your bucket. You would lower your bucket through this hollow area in order to draw the water. So we will see, interestingly enough, that this is actually permitted because halachically we view the walls of this enclosure as if they extend all the way down, in which case you are not drawing the water from one rishus to another, but rather, again, halacha l'maaseh, you are considered to be in the same rishus as the water. Now, we don't allow this in many different cases. There are only certain leniencies that Chazal allowed in order to allow people to draw water on Shabbos. So therefore, again, the fact that when the water flooded the chatzar, Chazal allowed you to go ahead and draw the water, that's not a chiddush. You can't bring a riot from that because we're lenient in many cases concerning water. So the Gemara says the following. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Ein Mechitza Teluya Mataris Ela B'Mayim Kalhu Shekilu Chamayim Mikol Mokom Kasha. But nevertheless, the question still stands, meaning the two statements of Shmuel still contradict each other. Ki asa Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yoshua mebe Rav. So when Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rid Yoshua came from the yeshiva of Rav, per Shua, they explained it in the following way. Meruach achos ba'arba. If you're just making the pass for the chatzar from one direction, it has to be at least four tefachim wide. Right? Mishtei ruchos, but if you're doing it from two directions, two passim, mashu lekan, mashu lekan. Make a little bit over here, a little bit on each side, and you're okay. Amra papa, ikashili, hakashili. If you're going to have a question, this is the question. The amrali shmuel rav chananya bar shila, at lo tavid uvda, ele berov dofen, oh, b'shnei pasin. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, my kasha is like this. The Shmuel says, Rav Chananya bar Shila, don't do anything, i.e. don't carry in the chatzar, unless, of course, you have the majority of a wall, or two boards. So the Gemara says, lama li rov dofen, why do you need the majority of the wall? Bepas, right, not only rov dofen, bepas arba sagi. We just said before that if I have a board that's more than four tefachim wide, it's okay. The chitema, maybe you'll say, my berov dofen, what does it mean with the majority of the wall? Bidofen shiva, the ba'arba, havadei rov dofen. Maybe what it's talking about is an entranceway that's seven tefachim wide, in which case if I erect the board that's four tefachim wide, that's the majority of the wall. So the Gemara says, but that's the case. Lam li arba, why would I need it to be four? Bishloshimashu sagi, three in just a little bit would already be the majority. The ha'amr of achli, v'timu rabbi yichiyo, because of achli sinei rabbi yichiyo, ad arba, then halacha l'maisa, you only have to go ahead and be metakin an entrance that's more than four tefachim wide. Iboy same one possibility is kan bechatzer, kan b'mavui. One is talking about a case of a chatzer, one is talking about a case of a mavui. But remember, as we've seen already, halacha l'maisa, they have different criteria. Viboy same with the other possibility is Rav Achli gufei tanoihi. Maybe the statement of Rav Achli himself is a machlokis tanoim. Okay, turn around on Lashon Yam hanichnas lachatzer. If you have spillover from the water, right? Lashon Yam literally means like a lip of the river. A lip of the river flows into, or a tongue of the river flows into your chatzer. Ein memalei mena b'Shabbos. You can't fill up from the water on Shabbos, from the water that flows into the chatzar on Shabbos. Ela im ken yesh la mechitza gavoh yutfachim. Unless, of course, the chatzar is surrounded by mechitza that is 10 tefachim tall. That is 10 tefachim tall. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Shenichnas lechatzar. Derech pirtzas hakosel. So, right, so you have water that entered into a chatzar through a breach in the wall. Ukishalo nifratz bimilua askinon. So obviously the wall wasn't totally broken down, but the wall at least was partially broken down, so you can't fill up. So you would need to go ahead and have a mechitza of at least 10 tefachim tall to build up the breach in order to allow you to use the water. The Mezar Amur, when is this true? This is only if the breach is more than 10 tefachim. However, ava asara, but if it's 10 tefachim, ein tzarech klum, you don't need anything. So the Gemara says, memali hu de memalinon. So the Gemara says, that would only allow you, it's only filling up or drawing from water that you can't do. Ha tiltule nitaltalinon. But interestingly enough, you would be able to go ahead and still carry in that chatzar. So we'll say, right now, the Gemara is we're not so concerned about the ability to draw the water. What we're intrigued by is that halacha lamaisa, you'd still be able to carry. So the Gemara says, "V'had nifritza chatzir b'miloa l'makama asr la." But the chatzir itself is now breached in a significant way to a place that is asr to. To which the Gemara says, "Hachamai askina." What are we talking about over here? The isle yidude. The Gemara says, "The isle yidude." And I will say, take a look at the picture again. The isle yidude. If you take a look, this is picture number 98. So the isle yidude, the Gemara says, where you can see in the picture the bottom part of the wall is still there. The bottom part of the wall is still there. Therefore, this is not considered to be a full breach of the wall. Look at Rashi, the isle yidude, mashenishar min apirza. There's something left from the breach. Begova asara, aval yom kiso. So in fact, there is 10 tefachim of height of the wall that's already there. It's just that the water already covered it. Therefore, halacha lemais, at least for tilt or for carrying purposes, halacha lemais, this area will still be considered to be closed. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says the following: Mavui shelo nishtatfu bo. If you have a mavui that there was not a shituf, and I will say we have not learned about shituf mavos. We've not learned about this, but because right now we've been assuming that the one thing that you need for a mavui in order to make carrying in it is what is some kind of tikkun, some type some type of tikkun, alright, on the open side, it'll come to me in just a moment. On the open side. Now what we'll see is there's another concept called shituf mavos. Shituf mavos is like an eruv. Now we'll say, when we speak about eruv, when we normally think about eruv, we think about eruv in a different kind of context. The eruv that the Gemara talks, what's the simple eruv? You have a chatzar. A chatzar ultimately is owned by multiple people, courtyard. Now technically speaking, it's Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore everybody has unrestricted access midoraisa. Midrabanan, because it's a shared area, so Chazal felt it resembled a little bit like Rosh Hashanah, and therefore felt you have to do something to solidify its identity as Rosh Hashanah. So what did they do? They took an Eruv. What does an Eruv mean? Everybody contributed food. You place the food in one person's house. For Jewish people, home is where your food is, right? And therefore, halacha lemaisa, everybody's considered to be dwelling in one domicile. Because my food is in, so halachically we view it, and therefore it becomes the chatzer really of one bias as opposed to the chatzer of multiple bati. Shituf mavos is the same basic idea that all the residents of the various chatzeros who entered into one mavui would also enter into what's called the shituf. They didn't call it eruv, called the shituf mavos. So the Gemara now says, well, we're gonna get extensively into that. Amar Rav Yehuda, mavui shlo nishtatfu bo. If you have a mavui where there was not a shituf made, hechshiru belechi. Right? But yet they put up a lechi on the entranceway. So the halacha is Hazorik Lesocho Chayiv. If you throw into that mavoy, you're chayiv. Meaning, let's say you're standing in Rosh Sharad and you throw into it, you're chayiv. Hechshiru b'kora, but interestingly enough, if you went ahead and you remedied the open side with the kora, hazorik l'socha pater. And now let's say, remember, case number one is I'm standing in Rosh Sarabim, the mavoi doesn't have a shituf, but it does have a lechi. If I throw from Rosh Sarabim into the mavoi, I'm chayiv. Case number two, same thing, doesn't have a shituf, but it has a kora. This time, if I'm standing in Rosh Sarabim and throw inside, it's pater. Okay, we'll see. I'll have to see why. Look at Rashi. Hechshira b'korach. First of all, look at the first Rashi. Chayiv. Rashi says, Tekasar lechi mishum mechitza. Interestingly enough, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, lechi and korah work two different ways. According to Rabbi Yehuda, lechi is chayiv mechitza. Lechi works because it creates a halachic partition, and therefore, again, if you're sending your shram and throw it to the mavui, you have thrown an item from one rishus to another. Versus korah, Rashi says, echshira b'korah hazorek l'socho pater, the korah mishum heker, because ultimately the korah doesn't work because of mechitza. The korah is a reminder, and therefore the kasavar arba mechitzas d'oraisa bein l'kula bein l'chuban. Rabbi Huda therefore holds that when you throw from a shurabim into a mavui that only has a korah and is not enclosed on all four sides, you have not thrown from a shayachet to a shurabim, and therefore your potter. I'm sorry. No, no. So that's his point. That a rishus hayachid is only shayachid if it's enclosed on four sides.
But even without it, aren't you chayav?
No, that's his point. There are different definitions of rishus hayachid. That's exactly his point. Rabbi Huda is coming along to say that halacha lemaisa rishus hayachid is only shayachid if it's enclosed on all four sides. And therefore, again, if you have the korah and the korah operates as mechitza, then what? Then halacha lemaisa it's enclosed on all four sides. If you only have a korah is a reminder, therefore doesn't enclose the area on all four sides, therefore it's not a rosh sayachid according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore if you throw an object from rosh sayachid, from shram into this rosh sayachid, or into this mavui, you are not chayiv. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, one second. Taima delo nishtatfu. The way this case was set up was that there was not a sheet of muvos. Right, that halacha lemaisa, the reason why you're not chayiv in this case is because there was no shituf. Ha nishtatfu bo afilu hechshiru b'korah nami chayiv. So that's to say that if you did have the shituf, right? If you went ahead and you did have the shituf, the eruf in the mavui, that halacha lemaisa, even a korah would make it into a bona fide rishus hayochid, and therefore throwing into it from a shurabim would make you chayiv. So the Gemara says, is that true? V'chi kikar zu, osa rishus hayochid, o rish sarabim. So also remember, the Gemara says, does a loaf make it into rishus hayochid or rish sarabim? So the loaf is a reference to the shituf. So also what the Gemara is asking over here is, the way it's set up is strange, because the way you're making it sound is that it's the shituf muvos that somehow has some kind of hand in determining the nature of the particular area. V'atanya, but we learned, Chatzeros Shorabim, Umufuos She'inon Mefuloshin, a chatzer that belongs to the Rabbim, to the general. Now, of course, it doesn't literally mean Rabbim, everybody. Rashi points out over here, Sheposkin Batim Harbe L'chatzer, but there are many homes that open up into a shared area, or Mevuos She'inon Mefuloshin, or alleyways that are not open on both ends, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu, whether they made an Erev with each other, didn't make an Erev with each other, Hazorik L'Sochan Chayiv. If you throw from Rosh Sarabim into these areas, you're Chayiv. Rosh Sarabim seems to mean what? This seems to be more in line with what we've always thought until now, which is that these areas are considered to be independent Rishuyos Hayachid, independent of whether you have a Shituf or an Erev or not. Eli'i Itmar Hachi Itmar. Rather, this is how you have to learn this particular teaching. Amar Abihud, this is what Rabbi Yehuda means to say. Mavui she'ino ra'ui l'shituf. A mavui that is not fit for a shituf. Now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. She'ino ra'ui l'shituf, mefulash. An example of that would be a mavui mefulash. Mavui mefulash is a mavui that's open on both ends. If a mavui is open on both ends, you can't, well, again, we haven't learned this yet. Right now we'll take the Gemara's word for it. You can't make a shituf mavois in that type of circumstance. If that's the case, hechshiro belechi. If you went ahead and you adjusted it with a lechi, hazorik l'socho chayiv. If you throw into that mavui, if I'm standing in a sarabim and I throw an object from a sarabim into that mavui, I am chayiv. However, hechshiro bekora hazorik l'socho potter. But if I only adjusted that mavui with a kora and I threw an object from a sarabim into that mavui, I would be potter. Why? Alma kasav Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds lechi mishum mechitza. The korah mishum heker. What do we clearly see? That according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechi works by cause, it is a mechitza. And therefore, if you have a lechi, this side is closed off, and therefore, aloch lemaisa, you've thrown into another reshus, as opposed to korah, which just works mishum heker, doesn't seal off the side, and therefore, you would not be chayiv for throwing the object. V'chein amar rabba, lechi mishum mechitza, the korah mishum heker. So to rabba holds that lechi works because of mechitza, and korah works because of heker, because it's a reminder. V'rava amar rabba said, echazeh ve'echazeh mishum heker. Rava, on the other hand, holds the no. Both of them are a hecker. Both of them ultimately are work because they're a reminder. Esve Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba raised the kasha to Rava. Hazorik l'mavui. If one, let's say I'm standing in Rosh Sarabim, and I throw from Rosh Sarabim into a mavui, yesh lo lechi, if the mavui has a lechi, chayiv, then I'm chayiv for transferring an object from Rosh Sarabim to Rosh Siachim. Ein lo lechi, if it doesn't have a lechi, potter, then I'm potter. So which the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say, Eino tzarech ela lechi has, excuse me, Eino tzarech ela lechi hazorik lesocho chayiv. That halacha lemaisa, if it only has a lechi, if you threw into it your chayiv, lechi v'davar acher hazorik lesocho potter. But if it's a lechi and a davar acher, which we'll discuss what that means, then halach l'kidrashi, lechi v'davar acher, tzuras ha-pesach kitoras mufulash, then hazorik l'socho chayiv. But if you threw into a mavui mufulash, then, excuse me, lechi davar acher, hazorik l'socho potter. But if, let's say, you threw it into a mavui that has a lechi and a davar acher, a lechi and a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a case of a mavui mufulash, then you would be potter. All right, ace, sigma raises the kasha. We'll say again, all we're trying to figure out over here are really two things. The Gemara is now going back to arguing on the basic mechanics of Lechi and Korah. The two possibilities. Either they work because they create a mechitza, or because they actually create a halachic partition, or they work because they're a heker, because it's a reminder. The nafkamina will be, the practical difference will be, does a Lechi or a Korah actually seal off an area? If it actually seals off an area, then if I were to throw an object from one area into that mavui, I would be chayiv for hotsa, right? For hotsa, for transferring an object. If they don't actually seal off an area, then I'm not chayiv for at least biblical transference of an item. This also all presupposes that halacha lemaisa all goes in Rabbi Yehuda, that in order for an area to be called the Rosh Sarabim, Rosh Sayachim, what do you need? You need enclosure on all four sides. On all four sides. Esvei. Yes, sir. Al kin am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said an additional statement. If somebody has two homes on two sides of Rosh Sarabim, we had this case earlier. O se lechem mikan ve lechem mikan, o korah mikan ve korah mikan, ve no same beemza. So I have two homes on each on the opposite side. They're across the width of each other, Rosh Sarabim. And what happens? I want to carry from one to the other. So what did the Gemara say? I can make a lechi. Lechi mikan, korah mikan. And then I can make a lechi and a korah that goes across. And halacha lemaisa, I can go ahead and carry in the middle. Carry in the middle. Amru lo, they said to him, because remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. So the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein ma'arvin rosh sarabim mikach. You can't do that. Why? Because you can't make an heir of a rosh sarabim like this. Well, see, remember, we saw the sugi before. The only way to make an heir of a rosh sarabim is how? Rosh Sarabim?
Yeah.
Adelis. You need doors, right? You need doors. That's the only way you could possibly close off a Rosh Sarabim. Nothing else. Even a lechi doesn't work. A pez doesn't work. You need doors. That's what you pass in the end. So that's right. Remember the greatest example of this? Yerushalayim Mira Kodesh, right? They had doors. That's the only reason. Otherwise, the Gemara says, Bichai Vechatos on Shabbos for carrying. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that they said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't make an Erev in Rosh Sarabim like this. So the Gemara says, Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Arim Rosh Sarabim Kach, Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzos Doraisa. So right, what do you see from here? So you see from here that Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda hold, that two Mechitzos are enough to go ahead and make a separate. So the Gemara is raising a kasha over here. Rabbi Yehuda was on record. This whole discussion began because Rabbi Yehuda felt that halacha lemaisa, in order for an area to be called a Rosh Sayachid, it needs what? It needs four mechitzos. Now what we see from this case is that halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yehuda would actually sanction an area as Rosh Sayachid, even if it only had two mechitzos. Okay, so the Gemara leaves off with a kasha against Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavui Sha'ar Kukhla. So I was saying, the Gemara now goes to a separate discussion. I was saying, just to point out, Halacha L'maisa, we hold that both Lechi and Korah operate because of Heker. Right? Neither of them really operate Mitam Mechitza. They both operate because they're a reminder. They're a reminder. We also pass that in order for an area of Rosh Hashanah to be considered closed, it just needs an enclosure on three sides with something on the fourth. As long as that fourth side, of course, remember, the caveat always is what? That the opening is never more than 10 amos. Once the opening is more than 10 amos, then halacha l'maaseh, that's no longer an opening, that's a breach, which would then invalidate the enclosure. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Achia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Mavoi Sha'arko Karachbo, Eino Nitzer Bekora. If you have a Mavoi whose length is like its width, i.e. it's a square, it doesn't work, Eino Nitzer Bekora Tefach. It does not work with a Korah that's a Tefach wide. I will say, when it says a Korah that's a Tefach wide, that's the minimum shear for a Korah. Now what does that mean, I will say? If you have an area that Halach Lamai says its length by its width, that's not a Mavoi. What is that called? That's called a Chatzar. That's called the chatzar. And I will say, you'll say to yourself, so who cares if it's called the mavoi, if it's called the chatzar? So what's the answer to that? That was today's daf. What did we just see? Because the two areas are permitted in different ways, right? All in a chatzar, all you need is a lechi or a korah. In a mavoi. In a chatzar, what do you need? You need a pass. You need a board. The machlokas we saw before, what kind of pass? Two possibilities, right? Either A, one pass on one side that's four tefachim wide, or two passim on two sides. Everybody's very tired today. Or two passim on two sides that are just a little bit, even mashu. So therefore, the Gemara says, how do you determine the identity of a particular area? At first, we look at dimensions. If its length is the same size as its width, then that's not a mavoi. That's called the chatzar. Amar Rav Zera, kama mechabdin shmaita desabi. So Rav Zera said, which is a good thing. How exact? How precise are the words of our elders? Kevam da arko kirachbo havile chatzar. If its length is like its width, then it's a chatzar. The chatzar inu nitaris belechi bekora ele bepasar ba. And a chatzar is only permitted not with lechi or korah, but rather with a board that's at least four tefachim wide. Am Rabbi Zera, I kasha liha kasha. If you have a question, here's my question. Lehavi hai lechi kipas mashu v'nishtari. Let the lechi be like a pass, right? Meaning, who cares? Right? What he's saying essentially is, you permit the area the same way. So we'll call it a lechi. We'll call it a pass. And let the lechi operate like the pass. And let the pass ultimately permit the area. So the Gemara says, Ishtamita say, Hodam Rabbi Asi. He forgot which Rabbi Asi said. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Pasi chatzer tzrichin shiyehe bahen arba. The reason why that wouldn't work is because, why Rabbi Asi? As opposed to a lechi, which can be any width, the pass has to be at least four tefachim. That's why halacha lemaaseh would not work. Amrav Nachman, Nachtinan Ezo Mavoi Shneita Belechi Bekora. What type of Mavoi that could be permitted with Lechi or Korah? Kol She'arko Yeser Arachbo. Its length, which means its depth, right, has to be greater than its width. Ubatim Bechaziros Pesuchon Lesocho, and has homes and Chaziros that open up into it. The Ezo Hichatzer She'eno Nitaris Belechi Bekora. And what's an example of a Chatzer that's not permitted with Lechi or Korah? Ela Bepasar Bo. Rather, it needs a board that's at least four tefachim wide. Kol she mirubas, anything that's squared. So the Gemara says mirubas in agulalo. It has to be square, not circular. Notice what it means to say. Hachi kamar I arko yeso arachba havelei mavoi. If you have an area where the length, the depth, is greater than the width, assuming it also satisfies the other criteria, that it has houses with chatzeros that open into it, that's called a mavoi, right? That's called a mavoi. Umavoi belechi bikoras sagya. And a mavoi is permitted with its open side with lechi or a korah. V'ilo, and if not, havile chatzer. Meaning if the length is not greater than the width, then it's a chatzer. V'kama. How much greater does the length have to be than the width in order for an area to be considered a mavoi? Savar Shmuel Amimar Adi'ika Pishnayim Berachba. Shmuel said, in order to be a mavoi, its length has to be at least twice as great as its width. Amrali Rav, Hachi Amr Chavivi, Rav said Chavivi, said the following, Afilu Mashu. No, it doesn't have to be double. Even as long as the length is a little bit more than its width, then Alok Lamaisa, that area is judged to be a mavoi and not a chatzar. Nafkamina being that if it's a mavoi, all you need is a lechi or a korah, as opposed to if it's a chatzar, you have one of two options, either a pass on one side that's four tefachim, or two smaller passes on both sides. All right.
So I got myself confused. The Mavoi Mefulash is...